Blog Talk Radio. Testament, and it's spelled P-R-O-V-E-R-B chapter 3, put a semicolon, then verses 5/7. And let me read it again in your hearing so you'll know what I have read to you. Proverbs, P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S, chapter 3, verses 5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's what you are to do. You must be obedient to our Father so that when he comes back, you hopefully be with him. I hope that I be with him. And I want you, sheep, to be with him. I count it a privilege, it's an honor to do what he told me to do. In Blog Talk Radio, gave me the opportunity to be on the air to tell you what my Father told me, and that is to feed his sheep. And you know, the only way that I know that I can feed you is to tell you what the Bible says, and that's what I'm doing. I'm reading to you from the Bible. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 3. That's where I want you to turn to this evening. Deuteronomy is, I had to burp. I always seem to have to burp when I start reading the Bible. Let me spell that to you. The Old Testament, for those of you who may not know, is in the Old Testament. It is spelled Deuteronomy. That is pronounced Deuteronomy. And we are in chapter 3. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Okay. I need to excuse myself so that I can start from the beginning. Let me just tell you who I am, and let's say a quick prayer first before I tell you who I am. Our Father in heaven, I wish to thank you for this day. It is a wonderful, beautiful day in Detroit, Michigan. I don't know if it's like that all over the world. I understand that it's not, but I thank you. And I thank you for protecting us here in Detroit, as well as providing us with good weather. You are taking care of us with good health, in sane, sound mind, and blessing us with prosperity, and bringing the truth, although it's been hidden from us for many of years, my over 60 years, it's been hidden, and I am finding out new stuff today that was sent to me. Father, thank you for having that sent to me. I will probably bring it to your sheep who are listening at some other date. Right now, I'm just so happy with you. I want to thank you for giving us good weather and continuing to keep us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. I praise you in the highest, as well or as much as I know how, to praise you and bless you for blessing us. Thank you, Father. I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, especially with giving us sheep with good health. I ask that you bless us all with good health and prosperity. And always remember to be obedient to you, Father. Not to Satan, but obedient to you. For those who have reprobate minds, bring them back into your fold. Have them to stop doing what they're doing. They know that you are God. They should obey you. Bring them back into your fold and don't hurt them. Just make them realize that there is no other God but you. There is none other but you, Father. I thank you. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, your son's name, Yah, better known as Jesus. He was given that name by you know who. I thank you, Father. I thank you. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Oh, let me say, I thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Read in Genesis, I think it's chapter 1 and going into 2. The evening starts the first day, the next day. So this is the evening and it is starting the Sabbath hour or the Sabbath day. This is our Sabbath. We are to respect you. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Read it for yourself, please. You would do me a big favor if you would read it for yourself. And I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and it is just a version. I don't have the real thing. I do have a version of the Bible. I want you to read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version. But I suppose the other Bibles are read close to what is said in the King James Version. I want your sheep to have your 3 P's ready and handy. And your 3 P's, you ask, what are they? Your pen, pencil, and paper. Why? Because I ask that you jot down some of the references or scriptures that I may say to you this evening. While I have the program on, hopefully I will not forget anything. I probably am forgetting something. And again, I want you to turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Let me spell Deuteronomy for you sheep and those who are listening again, because I didn't spell it correctly or I messed up in spelling it to you. I did spell it correctly, but I messed up spelling it to you. Let me spell it to you the way that it should be spelled. Deuteronomy. Let me spell it again. And the children just say, do over. Let me do over. Let me have it do over. I hope you're nice enough to allow me to have a do-over. Well, if you're not, I'm going to do it over anyway. It's spelled Deuteronomy. Chapter 3. So hopefully I will read it off in your hearing. And chapter 4 and 5, I really want you to listen to those because you'll find out a lot of things that we have found out, a whole bunch of things. Like we found out in, I think it was in Exodus, where the children of Israel went over into Egypt. They walked over there because, well, they rode horses or whatever they could carry themselves to get there because there was a famine in the land. Now, but we are the children of Israel because we were brought to this country in ships. And we're going to find it out in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And just bear with me. We will get there as soon as the Lord will allow me to read this word. Now, of course, I don't know how to pronounce many of his words or the words that are written here, but I will pronunciate them and spell them out to you if I can. And if I don't, chalk it up to I made an error. And you are going to read it for yourself, and you will pronunciate the words correctly. Oh, let me say happy birthday to my cousin Donna over in Chicago. I didn't call you, but I meant to call you. So have a happy belated birthday. I don't know how long you celebrate it, but if you're like me, I'm happy a whole month after my birthday that I made it to live that long. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 3, and let's start reading. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. That's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, and Og, O-G. The king of Bashan came out against us. That means he came out to fight against the Israelites. He and all his people to battle at Edra. That's spelled E-D-R-E-I. And the Lord said unto me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and all his land into your hand. And you shall do unto him as you did unto Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, king of the Amorites, which dwell at Heshbon. That's spelled H-E-S-H-B-O-N. Now, I'll ask you, Sheik, to look in the back of your Bible. You will usually see a map of our land. And as I said today to made a comment to whoever was listening, I typed in to them Genesis, read Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 21, especially starting in verses 13 to 19. The Bible tells you what will happen. That's our land. We are the children of Israel. Our foreparents were put on ships. It tells you later on, you know, when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 28, be sure to listen, because we were put on ships and brought over to this country and made slaves. Yes, we were, and that's true, because my grandparents tell me that we were slaves. They were slaves. My grandmother was born in 1892, but she left me in 1965 before my 10th birthday. So, I've said too much. Nonetheless, she was telling me how her mother would tell her that these things, some of the things that happened to them, and they were terrible. And you white folks, you know that you are the enemy. And nonetheless, I am going to keep reading. Sihon, king of the Israelites. Let me start reading chapter 3, verse 2 again. I will start over because I interrupted because I wanted to say what was in my heart and mind, and I should not have. I should have kept reading the Bible, and hopefully I will read until I finish it all. In your understanding, in your hearing, I ask that, Father, please open up their eyes and ears and understanding in their mind and bless them to understand what I read to them and not be ashamed to say, oh, know the truth. Chapter 2 reads, and the Lord said unto me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do unto him as you did unto Sihon, S-I-H-O-N, king of the Amorites. That's spelled A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S, which dwell at Heshbon. Heshbon is spelled H-E-S-H-B-O-N. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands, or that's spelled O-G, also the king of Bashan, that's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N. I should say Bashan. Excuse me, see if I have the belch. Excuse me. And all his people, and we smote him until none was left of him remaining. And we took all the cities that at that time there was not a city which we took not from them. 60 cities. Well, 60 cities. All the region of A-R. G-O-B, Arbor, the kingdom of Og, in Bashan, spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, and all the cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides unwalled towns, a great many. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did unto Sihon, S-I-H-O-N, king of Heshbon, H-E-S-B-O-N, utterly destroying men, women, and children in every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for prey to ourselves. And, you know, that's like gold, money, silver, whatever. That's what they took for prey. They didn't take any people. They took cattle and sheep, goats, and other things for prey. They were the victim, as well as their silver and gold and money, whatever they had, they took it. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on the side of Jordan, on this side of Jordan, from the river of Arnon. This spelled A-R-N-O-N, maybe it's pronounced Arnon, unto Mount Hebron. That's spelled H-E-R. M-O-N, Hermon, which Hermon, H-E-R-O-N, the Sidonians, that's spelled S-I-D-O-N-I-A-N-S, called Siron. Siron is spelled S-I-R-I-O-N. And the Amorites called it Shemir, S-H-E-N-I-R. And the cities of the plains of Og is spelled G-I-L. I want to say Gilead, G-I-L-E-A-D. And all Bashan, that's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, unto S-A-L-C-H-A-H. And Edra, that's spelled E-D-R-E-I, cities of the kingdoms of Og and Bashan, B-A-S-H-A-N. For only Og, O-G, king of Bashan, B-A-S-H-A-N, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his B-E-D-S-T-E-A-D. I'm thinking that's bedstead. His bedstead, B-E-D-S-T-E-A-D, was a bedstead of iron. B-E-D-S-T-E-A-D of iron. Is it not in Rabah? That's spelled R-A-B-B-A-T-H. The children of Ammon, A-M-M-O-N. 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it. And the breadth means the width or wider, how wide it was. After the cubits of a man. Well, that sounds like he may have been pretty tall. I didn't search that out. 9 cubits was his length thereof. So he was quite tall, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, the cubic of a man. Verse 13, and the land which we possessed at that time from or let me spell that to you, A-R-O-E-R, Oreo, or which is by the river Arnon, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N, Arnon, and half called Gilead. I like to say Gilead. It's spelled G-I-L-E-A-D. And the cities thereof give I unto Reubenites, the Reubenites, and to the Gadites. That's two of Israel's sons. And number 13, and the rest of Gilead and Bashan being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh. So that's three sides. Three of the children of Israel, male children, staying on the other side of Jordan. They didn't all go into Israel. Write that down. Remember that three of his sons did not go. Remember, Reuben and Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Let me read chapter 13, verse 13 again. And the rest of Gilead and all of Bashan being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh in all the region of Argob with all Bashan, Bashan, B-A-S-H-A-N, which was called the land of the giants. Now, the Bible is mentioning giants. There should be giants. I know the archaeologists have brought up some of the giants. You should know that. Jair, J-A-I-R, the son of Manasseh, took the country of Argob, that's spelled A-R-G-O-B, unto the coast of Geshua, G-E-S-H-U-R-I, in Meshetta, that's spelled M-A-A-C-H-A-T-H-I, and called them after his own name, Beshanto. I will spell that word out to you. B-A-S-H-A-N-H-A-V-O-T-H. J-A-I-R. Unto this day. I don't know how to pronunciate that word, but I would try. Base Han Hava Jar, J R, unto this day. And I gave Gilead unto Machir, M A C H I R, and unto the Reubenites and the Gadites I gave from Gilead. Let me start at verse 16 again. And unto the Reubenites and unto the Gadites I gave from Gilead, that's spelled G-I-L-E-D, even unto the river of Arnon, A-R-N-O-N, half the valley, and the border, even unto the river Jabbok, J-A-B-B-O-K. Let me spell it again for you, sheep. J-A-B-B-O-K, which is in the border of the children of Anon. Let me read that. Which is the border of the children of Anon, A-N-N-O-N, A-M-M-O-N, verse 17. The plain also in Jordan and the coast thereof from C-H-I-N-N-E-R-E-T-H, channel rich even unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea under Ashdod, A-S-H-D-O-T-H hyphen P-I-S-G-A-H, eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, the Lord said unto God, let me read that again, verse 18, and the Lord, verse 18, and I commanded you at that time, saying, the Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. Ye shall pass over before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for the war. Verse 19, but your wives and your little ones and your cattle, for I know that you have much cattle shall abide in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord have given rest unto your brethren as well as unto you, and until they also possess the land which the Lord your God has given them beyond the Jordan. And then shall you return every man unto his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither that's where you pass. Verse 22, you shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Understand, sheep, when our 400 years are up, it should be this coming June. He is going to fight for us. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. And I don't know when he's going to do it. He will do it, hopefully, when the clock hit 400 years, our Father in heaven will come and fight for us and take us to where we ought to be, where we should be, or where he wants us to go. Verse 23, and I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show your servant the greatness, your greatness, and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? There is none. Some people try to act as if they're God. They even want some people to kiss their hand. And this man did not. I hope you know who I'm talking about. I pray thee, I pray you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain in Lebanon. That's spelled Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sake, and well, wroth I remember as being angry with me for your sake, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, let us suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. Get thee up unto the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, Joshua, spelled Joshua, but charge, that means he is to take over your position, Moses. Verse 28, but charge Joshua to encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So abide in the valley over against Beth Peor. And that ends the reading of chapter 3. And hopefully you all will be back to listen to me Tuesday when I read to you all. And I want you all to read chapter 4 and chapter 5 if you can. But chapter 4, I'm looking at it now, it is it's a lot of writing there. Now let us say our closing prayer, and then I must remember to say the other things that I want to say to you, sheep. In closing, I say this prayer unto our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for allowing me to bring chapter 3 of Deuteronomy to your sheep and whoever else that is listening. I hope you give them all peace and good health. Father, I thank you for protecting us from Satan, the evil one, whether we're asleep or awake, and those who follow him. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And listen, sheep, I want you to turn in the Old Testament, or in the New Testament, to James chapter 4 and 15. And I'll tell you this, if it is the Lord's will, excuse me, I haven't touched. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you sheep this coming Tuesday. I will say to you, I ask the Lord, as in Proverbs 13 and 22, the wealth of the sinners I put up for the just. Father, I hope I'm just. I want you to bless me with money that I need and that I want all of it. Not only that, but I want those sheep and all those who are listening to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song produced by my nephew, High and Lifted Up. Go and purchase that record. It should not cost you no more than $2. You will be making me happy and my nephew as well. You can tell that he's intelligent the way he plays. He and his partner are playing this song, the music on the album. It sounds like they have had education in music, and they are graduates from where? So,
Father,
college in
to help your children.
I'm so proud of my nephew.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Remember, go and put your head out on
the teeth.
I want you to remember to read
to love one another.
Chapter 4. And if you can get to 5,
that heaven might find,
it tells you what
a place.
You know you're not supposed to heal. You're not supposed to have a voice. You know that.
Jesus.
And when you find out about what's in the Bible, don't kill yourself like you got.
He won't let you down.
And
I know he
loves me
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on
walk on through temptation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.
Listen to me next week on Tuesday. I'll be back then.